This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
The sweeps period for television just was held last month during May. Jasmine, could you quickly explain exactly what is the sweeps period for television news?
Sweeps time is a time where the TV stations set their ad rates for parts of the year. Typically, this means that like a local news station would try to bring as many viewers as possible to their show so they could tell advertisers, this is how many people are watching our show at any given time for these particular times. So you're going to have to pay a little bit more. That's really – they're trying to make more money. So they're trying to bring as many people as possible, more eyeballs to the screen to show advertisers that, you know, this many people are watching our show.
Which is why you see sensational pieces during these sweeps periods.
Right. It's come to that for sure. Sensationalism is something that we are accused of doing all the time, four times a year at least. That's when the sweeps times happen, also called the book, depending on who you're talking to. But it's something that, and many of my students know, I am really not a huge fan of sweeps, and I'm also not a fan of ratings at all. And actually, we talked a little bit about this before, but I subscribe to a service called TV Spy, and an article by Kevin Eck took my attention yesterday. And Kevin writes, Boston ABC affiliate WCVB is telling its advertisers it's not the station's fault the ratings have dropped recently. It's because the people who count the viewers are doing it wrong. And they're talking about Nielsen here. The Boston Herald reports WCVB's general manager, Andy Hoffman, told station advertisers Nielsen included too many young people and New Hampshire residents in its sample. So what they're saying is that a particular part of their audience is undersampled, while another part of their audience has become oversampled. And this has hurt their ratings.
Well, and that's been an argument against Nielsen ratings for a long time, is who gets these diaries. And is that still used? Is it still Nielsen diaries that viewers have to fill out? That just seems like such an antiquated system, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's why it's called the book by some people. It's the holdover from when they would have to fill out a book about what they're watching. Some markets still do that, but they're trying to incorporate new digital methods of doing that. There's a box that they can attach to a TV, and you can just turn on your TV and watch whatever, and it records like what you are watching at any given time.
Which is more accurate, I would think. Radio has those in larger markets, I believe, the personal people meters to actually follow what someone is listening to rather than having them go back later and fill out what they thought they were listening to at certain times, which actually proved to be pretty inaccurate. And, of course, Lisa, in the newspaper industry, you always had circulation and subscription numbers to sort of have an idea how large your audience was.
Right. The Audit Bureau of Circulations would collect and publish the numbers every year, and that it's just as in TV, then that determines how much you can charge advertisers. The more the bigger audience you have, then the more success you have theoretically in attracting advertisers, and you can charge more. So, and advertising has always been the lifeblood of newspapers.
And would they actually track the number of papers sold or subscriptions, whatever, so you had a pretty accurate number?
Yeah, I think it's Audit Bureau of Circulations, I'm not sure exactly what their methods are, but yeah, I think they're pretty detailed, and they show you like single copy sales on newsstands versus subscriptions, and so they break it out like that.
See, that seems much better to me than what we've ever done in radio or television, because even just the idea of who gets these devices can really skew the way the ratings look.
Right. Sampling is a big problem, in my opinion. I think many people's opinions. Who is actually getting these PPMs, or who is getting this box that's recording, or who's getting these books sent to them to fill out this information? What if you're only getting certain people in this market? What if you're not getting a good representative sample. The numbers are very important here, and they typically don't sample quite a lot of people or get a lot of people to respond back. So is your television station, is your radio station, are these shows, are they being held to the fire because just a few people reported back they're watching them, but you have a huge market and a lot of people are watching. You just didn't get those people to respond back to the survey.
Yeah, and if, for example, a racial breakdown of your community, might be 25% white, 25% black, 25% Latino, 25% Asian. Are those devices going to 25% of each types of those households, or is it heavily skewed more towards white households, which I suspect would have been the case all along?
That's been the complaint in the past, and many people do not have a home phone anymore. And in the past, at least, most of these devices had to have a home phone line. So the only people that were getting them were people who had home phones. And think about all the people that's leaving out even nowadays. A lot of younger people do not have a home phone line. You're also missing college students because they're away from home. So, maybe a household that typically would be watching certain shows are now no longer being, these shows are not being represented.
I kind of got a chuckle initially just out of the idea of the station saying, well, don't believe those figures because they didn't count it right. Mm-hmm. But, I think there's actually, when you think about it, there are a lot of reasons to agree with the complaint that the counting is not done properly. And, of course, now, at least online, you can do a pretty accurate job of tracking what your audience is nowadays, Lisa.
And, that raises the question of how online viewership is being tracked, like on Hulu and Netflix, and people who are watching TV shows on YouTube or some other, people who are no longer getting cable and watching it in another means. I'm not sure how that's getting counted.
Yeah, and of course, if, for example, you watch something on Hulu, there are advertisements during the program. Mm-hmm. So how much do you charge for that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just kind of curious Jasmine said earlier you're not a fan of ratings, and I'm just wondering if you like other models, maybe like the British system, which charges a license for television, and then that way they don't have to rely, like the BBC doesn't rely on advertisements or ratings, presumably, or like a subscription-based kind of channel like Showtime or HBO in our country. Do they have to rely on really ratings? Do you think it improves the quality of television to have a different system?
Well, I think the only reason I don't like ratings is because I, much like WCVB here, I think that they're not sampling a representative part of the market.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they need to come up with better ways to find people and to get more people in the sample size. I think the small sample sizes, you're going to have a lot of error. And I've seen people lose their jobs over things like this down the road. They don't have enough numbers. They're not getting the higher ratings. They end up leaving the station or being asked to leave. So some people's jobs, some people's lives depend on these ratings. So I think it's up to Nielsen, Arbitron. I think actually Nielsen and Arbitron are now the same company. But they need to come up with a better way of doing this. We're probably always going to rely on our ratings on numbers because, corporate executives like numbers. So that's what's always going to be. But I think we need to find a better way of getting a representative sample.
It's easier to look at those black and white numbers than to actually gauge the quality of the product that's being put out there. Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.